So we've covered five of the factors. There's two more left, and Chris, if something you could address those.
Yeah, so the sixth factor is where the government's costs of litigating are likely to exceed any expected gain. And I mean, I think that can implicate, you know, both cases that are, you know, sort of meritless, maybe, as Scott was alluding to, not facially meritless, but where the facts, if you were to proceed to summary judgment, would give the defendant a strong basis for winning on materiality grounds. And so you're essentially accelerating the summary judgment decision to a motion to dismiss. The other thing that I think will come into play a lot on this is just the burden of government discovery. So, you know, the Supreme Court issued its Escobar decision in June of 2016, which underscores the fact-intensive nature of the materiality inquiry under the FCA. And I think over the past couple of years, what you're seeing is a lot of folks in the defense bar really appreciate the importance of directing discovery towards the government through document requests, deposition notices, and dealing with the TUI regulations. But if what the Supreme Court said in Escobar is, if you've got evidence that the government has continued to pay claims, you know, knowing about whatever the alleged misconduct is, that's strong evidence that the misconduct was not material to the government's decision to pay. And what you're also seeing in lower courts is that that analysis is not just limited to the specific defendant and the specific conduct at issue in the case, but you know, it also applies to how the government has acted in similar situations. So there was a case from the Eastern District of Texas earlier this year where the government, there was motion practice over whether the government had to respond to discovery. The case is, it's U.S. XREL Dean versus Paramedics Plus.